is this, if you've gone out, which we've all been doing here recently, to dinner, maybe to some retail stores besides that. I mean, restaurants, I think, because you sit down and you're waiting for service or for food, you might notice that the wait is a little bit longer. Oftentimes, that's a staffing issue. It's really hit the restaurant industry particularly hard. I mentioned that story earlier about a friend who went out to a restaurant the other night and got turned away at the door. They couldn't open the lobby. It's that bad. Kerry Luxem is joining us this morning, CEO of the Restaurant HR Group. And Kerry, thanks for your time.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. This shortage is happening, I'm sure, all across the country, not just here in St. Louis, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we don't handle recruiting at Restaurant HR Group, but we are obviously talking with our clients. My husband is actually a restaurateur as well, and we are struggling. I mean, it's really tough, but the thing about staffing in the restaurant industry, it's not really a new phenomenon. You know, I mean, it ebbs and flows, but staffing has always been an issue. It's just really heightened right now. Obviously, it's really bad. But with that, you just have to be willing to put in the work every single day to do what you need to do and, you know, to try to find these people.
I wonder how much it's the difference between the way some counties and municipalities, maybe even states, handle this versus others. For example, we have a restaurant here in St. Louis County that St. Louis County had a law last year that basically shut down all restaurants. They weren't allowed to open for a period of time. Mm-hmm. The surrounding counties did not. And when I talked to one of the business owners, the restaurant owners, he goes, well, I'm open for business, but my best people left and went across the river to the counties that didn't have those restrictions, and they're making more money, and I can't lure them back.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think that is probably, you know, that's happening. It's different all throughout the country on why and how and, and my husband, he operates 24 Dunkin' Donuts, and we have some stores that are doing just fine with staff, and then some, handful of miles away that we just can't seem to find people for. So we're just making it happen and doing those things, being creative and continuing to work hard at making it happen.
Yeah, why do you think the restaurant industry has been hit particularly hard? I mean, these people, I mean, often you'll hear people who were actors who said, I worked many years, you know, as a waiter to supplement my income. It's not a dollar per hour issue, I don't imagine.
Well, you know, I think, Mark, it's really depending on the person and I think it could be a whole host of reasons. I think people have had a real opportunity to reevaluate their life. You know, the restaurant industry isn't known for being the easiest industry to work in. You don't get paid the most money. You don't get benefits. I think throughout this entire kind of pandemic and all this is going on, restaurant workers are being told they're essential, but they haven't felt that way. You know, they haven't felt like they're essential. They feel, you know, customers come in and they're mad. They have to wear masks and things. And it's been hard. And I think, you know, obviously there's some, people were getting unemployment. I mean, there's a whole host of reasons, but I think, you know, I think it's a tough industry. And I think it has already a reputation for kind of being the jobs you don't want. And I think that's why you've got to work really hard as a restaurateur to first and foremost prioritize your people, you know, pay as well as you can, offer those benefits. And even if they're not super rich benefits, even the perks, you know, why would somebody want to come and work in your little restaurant? You've got to make it worthwhile for people. And people are reevaluating what's important to them when something like this pandemic happens, you know? So I think that's a little bit of it.
Yeah. And I love the stories that pop up occasionally where a waiter or waitress gets $1,000 tip from somebody who felt bad about what they just went through during this pandemic.
Right. Yeah. I just read something. I think this was a while ago. Jenny McCarthy, you know, in St. Charles, they went into some restaurant and gave it like a $2,000 tip. I love those stories. But, you know, so it's tough. But I think if restaurateurs put in the effort, really get creative, think about their recruiting for people like they do a marketing plan and really day in and day out, try to get creative and make that emotional connection with candidates and just keep going. They're going to, you know, I'm already seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it's still tough. Yes. And obviously, you know, it kind of was getting better and then it got tough again. And it's some people listening right now would definitely say it's not getting better. I'm still really short staffed, but I'm trying to be optimistic. And I definitely think there is a light at the end of the tunnel and you got to keep moving forward.
Carrie Luxem, we appreciate your insight on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. Yeah, good to get her on. Maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. But she's right. I mean, a lot of people know that it's a job that requires a long hours, weekends. It's back-breaking in some cases, carrying trays of food out all night and not getting a lot of appreciation or pay at the end of the day in some cases, depending on where you are.